Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for today's Healthline. I'm Courtney Butts, and this is where we like to focus on ways to live a healthier, happier, and pain-free life. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions live in the studio today, and we'll be opening the phone line soon. But as a reminder, please make sure you are in a quiet room when you call with your TV turned all the way down so that we can hear your question. Our number is 318-219-4569. Today, we are talking about bariatric surgery and the advances in weight loss. Joining me today to talk about this important topic is Dr. James Barnes from Highland Clinic. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, Mardi Gras was last week, and I feel like that's the Louisiana New Year. We're making our New Year's resolution at this time.
Yes, right. For most people, it's January 1st, but we delay it a little bit here in Louisiana.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
So now it's time to start getting serious about your health and your weight. And so that's what we're here to hopefully help people with.
Yep. And the temperatures are warming up, so people are thinking about their, you know, summer bodies and things like that. So what are things that you provide at Highland Clinic that can help people that are watching today?
Yeah, so we have a very comprehensive, extensive weight loss program, basically. And this is something that I've been passionate about for a long time. I've been focusing on weight loss for about 30 years now. So this is, you know, I'm certainly not new to the game. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm a bariatric surgeon by training, and so that's what we've focused on a lot is weight loss surgery, and we're going to talk about that some today. Gastric bypass and sleeve gastrectomy, and these are operations that help people that are morbidly obese lose a substantial amount of weight. Most people, this is going to be a long-term, lifelong weight loss, and people get dramatically healthier with that weight loss as well. We are also focusing as well on the medical side of weight loss, because, you know, surgery is not always the right choice for people, or some people aren't ready to take that step. Mm-hmm. And so we've also more recently started a new medical weight loss program. And so we focus mostly on the weekly injections for weight loss, which most people have got some familiarity with now. That's all you hear about in the news.
Right.
And so we do the injections, the Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro. We do the compounded versions, which is essentially like the generic version of the medications. And by doing that, we've been able to drop the price pretty significantly, because insurance most of the time is not going to cover these meds. Mm-hmm. And when people pay out of pocket, it's $1,300 to $1,500 a month.
Wow.
For the brand name medications. And so we're able to get that price down under $500 a month.
That's awesome.
Where people can get the same meds, just the generic version or the compounded version of it. And we see really good results with that as well.
Great. Yeah. So with bariatric surgery, you mentioned two different ones, the gastric bypass and the sleeve gastrectomy. Tell us the difference between the two, and, you know, who is a good candidate for those when you're counseling these patients?
Let's kind of, the requirements for surgery to qualify are the same for both operations, and it's based on your BMI, which is a body mass index, which is a ratio using your height and weight together. And if you want to look at it just in pounds, it's roughly about 90 pounds or more over your ideal body weight, or a BMI. Usually, if you have a BMI of at least 35 or greater, then you're going to qualify for surgery. And so people, when they get into that morbidly obese range, you know, we know that really the best thing for them to lose that weight and keep that weight off is going to be surgery. You know, mm-hmm. that has by far the best results in terms of how much weight people will lose, but also then long term in terms of maintaining that weight loss. We see great results with that. So, we mentioned the two operations that we do. The gastric bypass is still the most common operation that I do for weight loss. And with that, we staple off and create a very small stomach, so people get full much faster. And then we bypass a portion of the intestine, and so you don't absorb the calories from the food quite as well. Mm. The sleeve gastrectomy is a little bit newer operation. And basically that, we're downsizing the stomach. We remove about two-thirds of the stomach, leave a little narrow tube of stomach about the size of a small banana, so people fill up faster. And then the other thing that both these operations do is they decrease your appetite. Your hunger level goes down pretty significantly, and that's part of how they work as well.
Right. Yeah. So when someone is deciding between these two surgeries, what are the things that they need to do before they actually, you know, sit down and have this surgery with you? Is there a process that goes?
Yeah, there is. And most of the people that, you know, by the time they come in, they've done some reading online. It's, you know, easy to get and, you know, get on there and research all this stuff. And, you know, mostly good information out there. You got to be a little careful what you pick up online. And so so we start out with a seminar. We do a weekly seminar for new patients. It's a small group, usually 4, 5, 6 people at a time. And we talk for about 30 minutes or so just about the pros and cons of both operations and how they work. And then I meet with each one of them individually right afterwards and go through their medical history, do a physical exam. And then we kind of come up with an individualized plan for each person moving forward, which operation is going to be the best fit for them. And then go over kind of the steps that we have to do to get to that point, and then just kind of walk them through the process.
Awesome. Great. I love that you have a very individualized approach to this.
Yeah, that's
too,
so that's good. You know, weight loss is difficult. There's so many facets to it, and you really have to talk to the patient, see what their goals are, see what their medical issues are, see what their weight, you know, and so we really do kind of tailor the program, whether it's which operation or maybe it's not surgery, maybe it's the weekly injections is a better course for them. And so we really try to tailor fit to each individual patient.
Right. Well, and I do think we have a caller on the line. We have Catherine. Catherine, we've got Dr. Barnes here. What's your question for him?
Yes, Dr. Barnes. Is this covered by insurance?
The surgery usually is covered by insurance, which is great. A lot of people don't realize that. They think it's kind of a cash pay thing, but the surgery is usually covered by insurance. Now, there are some exceptions of policies that don't cover, but we do take all commercial insurances, and we also take Medicare. Medicare actually covers the surgery as well. So I would say 95% of the operations I do are through insurance, which is great. Injections, the medical side of the weight loss, that's not covered by insurance typically, and so this is a more of a cash pay program for that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Catherine,
okay,
for your
then.
Question. Did you have another
Thank
question?
You. No.
All right. Thank you, Catherine, for your question.
And Catherine, I'll just add too that if you have, you know, the easiest way to find out, you can do one of two things. You can call your insurance. Just call the number on the back of the card, and you can ask if you have coverage for bariatric surgery, and they'll tell you. Or you can just call my office, and people do that all the time too. And you can just let my office staff look into that for you, and we'll call and check and see if you have benefits for the surgery, and then if so, we can move forward with that.
Okay then. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so staying with bariatric surgery, I'm curious, you know, after people have the surgery, how do you see maybe pre-existing conditions like diabetes or heart disease, do they improve after the surgery?
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, let's talk about the results that we see with this, because it's pretty dramatic. And so we see most people lose between 60 to 75% of their excess weight with the surgery. So we see a nice weight loss with that. And people are so much healthier after bariatric surgery. We see a very high cure rate of medical issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, reflux disease, osteoarthritis, pain in the weight-bearing joints, the knees, the back. Those are usually cured with surgery. We see about an 80 to 90% cure rate of all those medical conditions with surgery. And so afterwards, people are, you know, much healthier. They usually are getting off of the majority of their medications. If they have sleep apnea, most people get off their CPAP machine. So we really see some great improvements in health, and people just feel better too.
Right.
They're you know, they get that weight off. They can be more active. They can do more stuff. They can play with their kids. They, you know, we just really see a great improvement in lifestyle afterwards.
Right. All about those non-scale victories as well.
Exactly.
Well, we have another caller on the line. We have Ricky. What's your question, Ricky?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
I have a high angle hernia. I'm picking to have surgery on. And I want to know, would that be part of my weight gain? Because I hardly eat any food. and I watch my cholesterol. I take cholesterol pills. I don't eat fatty foods. I pretty well air fry everything. Would that be part of my weight gain?
Yeah, so maybe hiatal hernia, it's kind of more the opposite. Hiatal hernias are typically caused by obesity. And so most of the people that we see that are morbidly obese have a hiatal hernia. They're very common, and to the point that we almost always fix that when I'm in there doing weight loss surgery. We usually repair the hiatal hernia as well. It doesn't cause you to gain weight, and you know what, you know, the weight gain mostly comes from too many calories. You know, if you want to keep it real simple and basic, it's because people eat and drink too much. And I hear what you're saying, and I hear that a lot. I don't feel like I eat a whole lot. I don't know why I'm overweight. But when we really sit and break down, okay, what are you really eating? What are you really drinking? You know, it's there somewhere, because if you're overweight, you're taking in too many calories. And sometimes it can be real subtle. Sometimes, you know, sort of the three areas I always kind of start with is, you know, are you drinking anything with sugar in it? The liquid calories can really put weight on very quickly. The sweet tea, the sodas, the fruit juice, that kind of stuff. Then we look at fast food. Fast food has an enormous number of calories in it. And people that eat fast food on a regular basis are going to struggle with their weight. And then we look at snacking too. And snacking can be, again, it can be a little deceiving, because you feel like I'm not eating a lot. But through the course of a day, if you're kind of nibbling on this, nibbling on that, those can really add up by the end of the day. And so, it usually comes down to one of those three areas for most people.
Does bread turn to sugar when it dissolves in your intestines? I was told it turned
somewhat. And, you know, bread, you know, and that's one of the things we try to decrease in your diet is the carbs like that, because, you know, you don't want to eat a lot of bread. A little bit's okay, but you don't want to go crazy with that. And so, you know, it can definitely affect your weight if you're eating a lot of bread.
Yeah. I take cholesterol pills, blood pressure pills, and I can go on and on, but there's something that's making me gain weight that I just can't comprehend what it is, because I'll eat some seafood. I know seafood's good for you, but I air fry everything. I don't put in cooking oil and all that stuff, and then I wrap it up in a towel, get all the extra out there.
Yeah, and it may be something you want to come and let us look at with you, because if you're talking about doing something with that hiatal hernia, maybe we need to look also at your weight too. And sometimes we can wrap all that into one operation where we do, you know, the weight loss surgery and fix the hiatal hernia at the same time. Because if you just fix the hiatal hernia and you're still significantly overweight, there's a pretty high incidence of that recurring, of it coming back, if you don't do something about the weight as well.
Yeah, I'm 5'6" and I weigh a little over 200 pounds. To me, that's too, I got too much junk in the trunk, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, if you want to look into that further, you can just call the office. I'll throw that number out there at 798-4433, and we'd be happy to talk with you about it, Ricky.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ricky, for your question. Well, if you had a question for Dr. Barnes, you can give us a call at 318-219-4569. I'm going to continue my questions with you here. So after bariatric surgery, how is people's lives changed? Do they experience a difference in their diet? Do they have to drastically change what they eat?
Yeah, so the surgery does a lot of things. It you know, people are going to fill up faster, first of all. So they, you know, you can't sit down and eat a big plate of food after weight loss surgery. There's just not room in there anymore. It's not going to fit. So you fill up faster. You're not as hungry, so you don't have that urge to eat as much food as well. It also, especially with the gastric bypass, it's going to sort of affect what you can eat, because if you have a gastric bypass, you're not going to tolerate sweets very well afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, it also decreases your craving for sweets. Most people after a bypass just don't really have a big taste for sweets anymore. And you'll tolerate a bite or two of something, but if you sit down and eat a Snickers bar, it's going to make you sick. Mm. And so it really impacts that a lot. And that's part of, you know, honestly, why it works so well, is it decreases the craving for sweets. And if you eat more than a couple bites of something, it's going to probably make you a little bit sick.
Gotcha. Well, I think we have another caller on the line. Sherry, do you have a question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, I'm Cheryl. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I do have a question. And what I'm like, I'm 58, and I do have problems when I do wake up in the morning. When I lay down, I get very, very stiff. And it's, I don't know if it's my sciatica or not, but I get, it's like a burn, and my leg just cramp up very. Just cramp, it's like I can't hardly walk. What do you think the symptoms of that is?
Well, that's kind of a little bit off topic from where we're at, and so I don't really do that kind of stuff, honestly, so that's probably more of a question for your primary care doctor, and I would just suggest you maybe give them a call or go in and see him about that, because that's getting a little outside of my area of expertise there. But thanks for your call.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. All I saw is on the television, talk to the doctor live. So
that's
sorry,
okay.
Though.
No worries.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great one, though. Thank you.
All right. So what are some other maybe risk? Is there any risk factors with the surgery?
Yeah, so weight loss surgery is very safe. It's not without risk. There are risks, because it's obviously these are big operations we do. And that's part of what we do in that new patient seminar. We go through, you know, and I always tell people, you know, I'm going to give you a big list of scary stuff that can happen with surgery, because there are risks with it. They are very rare, fortunately. Our complication rate is very low. I've been doing weight loss surgery for 30 years now. I've done over 4,000 weight loss operations, and so we do have a very low complication rate. It's not zero, because nobody's a zero. And I always tell people too that you know, you got to sort of look at both sides of the equation. There are some risks with surgery, but there's a lot of risk of not having surgery. There's a risk of morbid obesity and all of the health issues that go along with that. And so when you weigh those two against each other, for most people, I think the risk of having an operation are going to be much less than the risk of morbid obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes along with it.
Absolutely. Good point there. So if someone is on the fence with having this surgery, since you now offer the weight loss injections, do you recommend that they maybe test drive with the weight loss injections before having the surgery?
Yeah, and that's what some people are doing, and I think that's a reasonable option too. And part of it, I think, is just getting some good information about it. You know, you get online and it's just kind of, sometimes it's a little overwhelming. There's so many different options, different ways you can go. And so, you know, that's again why we try to sort of help guide people through the process, because there's a lot out there. There's a lot of stuff that you can do for weight loss. And so, you know, we try to hone in on that and you know, again, individualize to each patient and see what their goals are and, you know, what their medical problems are. But sometimes, yeah, sometimes that's a good option. If people are kind of on the fence about what they want to do, they're maybe not so sure about surgery, then we can start them on the medical weight loss program and see how that works. At the very least, it will help them lose a little weight, which makes their surgery a little bit safer if they then branch off onto the surgery side. You know, there's still benefits there as well. The medical weight loss, it's interesting. It's you know, the injections have really opened this up a lot, and I think given us a much better option now, because the injections work better than any other medication that we've ever had out there that's available, and they do work well. Now, we don't see the weight loss that we see with surgery. It's still about half of what you see with surgery, but it is still a good weight loss, and you know, not everybody is wanting to lose as much weight as they would with an operation. The biggest problem I have with the injections, and we always talk to people about this, is that they work great when you're taking them. But when you stop them, the weight tends to come back. And so And that's a big unknown with these. They just haven't been around that long. Mm-hmm. You know, are people going to stay on these for the rest of their life? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Are there going to be issues if you've been on them for 20 years? Again, it just hasn't been around that long. Right. So there's still some questions with that in terms of what the long-term effect is going to be. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. In the short, medium term, they work well. We see some really nice weight loss with them. But there is always that concern that, when you stop it, there's a real tendency for that weight to creep back up. And that to me is, for somebody that's morbidly obese, I generally think surgery is a little better choice, because with that, for most people, it's going to be a lifelong weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when someone is deciding between surgery and weight loss injections, how important do you place the lifestyle change part of it in conjunction maybe with the surgery and with the weight loss?
Yeah, and that's an important part of with however you do this. Because none of these are 100%, and you do have to make some changes mm-hmm. to be successful with this. And that's part of what we call our aftercare program after the surgery. If we just do the operation and then kick you to the curb, people are not going to do very well. And so mm-hmm. a big part of our program, both surgery and medical, is the follow-up and keeping people coming in on a regular basis, because it's just human nature. If you're coming in periodically, you're just going to do better. Right. It adds some accountability, mm-hmm. keeps you focused on it better. And then we can work with you on diet changes. And that's a big part of it. It's just learning how to eat in a healthier manner. And mm-hmm. Because we're decreasing the amount of food people can eat, typically, both with surgery and with the injections. You get full faster with that. But it's also about helping people make better food choices, and mm-hmm. Maybe steer away from the junk food and get more into the fresh vegetables and meats and things like that that are going to be a healthier choice for them. And so we work with people a lot on that. And then when they're coming in regularly, if they start to veer off course a little bit, if their weight starts creeping up a little bit, then we can say, okay, well, let's break it down. What's going on here? Why mm-hmm. Why is this happening? Get people back on track again.
Right. Yeah. So after someone has the surgery, when there's a difference in their diet, right? There needs to be like a liquid diet maybe at the beginning, just because you can't really tolerate a whole lot right after.
Yeah.
So what is that like?
So we do start with liquids. We do clear liquids for about a week and a half, and then we do full liquids for another 4 weeks, which is the thicker stuff like the cream soups and mashed potatoes and pudding, yogurt, oatmeal, cream of wheat, things mm-hmm. like that. So it's 6 weeks of liquids, which sounds horrible, but they're not very hungry after surgery, so it's really not as bad as it sounds. And then we start a soft, solid diet, but it's a gradual progression of foods after surgery. It's a full 9 months before we have them back on everything.
Wow,
so because, you sort of have to let things inside kind of mm-hmm. adapt to the new anatomy. And if you just jump back in and start eating, the normal foods right after surgery, it's not going to go through very well. So,
right.
So we have to kind of ease through that diet progression afterwards.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could speak to on this, but do you recommend any vitamin supplementation afterwards because of the way that things are being rewired?
Yeah, we do for sure. And really anybody that's working on weight loss, whether it's medical or surgical weight loss, I do recommend that they take a multivitamin with iron every day. And there's lots of different ways that you can do that. And we have some of these products we have in our office. You can do a vitamin patch. We have a multivitamin patch that we sell. It's a little sticky patch you wear on your skin. You change it daily. There's chewable multivitamins, because initially after surgery, we do a chewable for the first 3 months or a patch. Because the vitamin pills are a little bit big, and we don't want that getting stuck in there mm-hmm. right early on. After 3 months, you can take just like a one a day Centrum, just any sort of multivitamin with iron pill, and that's fine. So that's with the surgery side, and then with the medical side with the injections. Again, because you're going to be eating less, so I really encourage people to take a multivitamin with that as well, whether it's a pill or a chewable or a patch.
Great, I love that. Awesome. Well, we've got Dr. James Barnes here from Highland Clinic. If you're just joining us, we've got a couple minutes left on our Healthline 3 today. Give us a call at 318-219-4569. Okay, so how can surgery, bariatric surgery, and injections, can they be used together?
They actually can, and this is where I started a year or two ago with the injections, is in some of my surgical patients. And the main place I use it there are people, and sort of the typical patient this happens with, you know, we did their surgery, they did well for a while, they kind of disappeared for a few years, and then they come back and they've gained some weight back, and they want to sort of get back on track. And so that's a great patient to start the injections on, and really sort of get them back going with their weight loss and get them back where they want to be. We do have people lose weight before their surgery a little bit, but I tend to do more of the oral medications for that, things like Atipex, because they work really fast and they work well too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we'll do that with that as well. So there's definitely some crossover there where people that have had surgery, and again, it's typically people that had surgery and then over time gained some weight back. Most people don't do that, but it's not 100%. And sometimes we'll see that, and then we can look at using that in conjunction with what they have already with their surgery.
Gotcha. So with the two operations that you usually perform at Highland Clinic, you do two different ones, right?
Yeah.
Are either of those reversible, or after you do it, that's it?
Yeah, they're for the most part permanent. And technically you can reverse a gastric bypass, but it's a big operation to do that. The sleeve is permanent because you're removing stomach. You can't go stick it back in a year later. So that is, now there are options if there's problems, and those are rare that they would come up, but we do have options if we if we need to do something different. But for the most part, the surgery is going to be a more permanent stent. I just also want to mention too, with the surgery, in terms of how we do that, and we've talked about it on this show before, but we do all of our surgery robotically, and we didn't really get a chance to get into that too much today, but we've started doing that the last 3 or 4 years now, and we do them all that way through the little incisions. And so robotic surgery, we still have, it's still with the laparoscope with the little incisions, but instead of me standing at the table operating, we now have the robot at the table, and the instruments are attached to the robotic arms, and then I'm over in the other side of the room sitting at a console using hand and foot controls. I'm controlling these robotic arms, which are moving the instruments inside the patient. So that's how we do all the surgery now, and that's really, I think, revolutionized bariatric surgery a lot, because we can do so much more robotically. It gives me a lot more dexterity in there, so it's changed how we do the operations somewhat. Patients have less pain afterwards. It's just a one-night stay in the hospital after surgery. You go home the next day. Most people are back to work in 10 to 14 days, so the recovery is pretty quick, really, after the surgery. And so we really are excited about the robotic surgery program that we're doing now at Christus Highland, which is where we do all of our surgery.
That's awesome. Well, I think this is a great time to mention, where can we find you, the location, website, phone number, all that jazz?
Yeah, sure. So I'm in the Highland Clinic, which is adjacent to Christus Highland Hospital. It's a separate entity, but it's all connected right there. And so my office is in the Highland Clinic. The best way to look into it is just to call the office, and that's the easiest thing. And that number again, it's 318-798-4433. I also have a Facebook page, which is just under my name, James Barnes, MD, and there's a website for the clinic, highlandclinic.com, and you can go under providers and find my stuff on there.
And
as
you're
well.
The only bariatric surgeon in Highland Clinic.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr.
Yeah,
Barnes.
I
learned
great.
A lot.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm
awesome.
Glad.
Well, again, you can find him on Highland Clinic's website, but also here on our Healthline. We'll have you back next month.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, we have Healthline every week, and we hope that you have a very happy and healthy day.